A reading from Amos, the 5th chapter. Alas for you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you want the day of the Lord? It is darkness, not light, as if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear, or went into the house and rested a hand against the wall and was bitten by a snake. Is not the day of the Lord darkness, not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I hate, I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the offerings of well-being of your fatted animals I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel today comes from Matthew in the 25th chapter, starting at the first verse through the 13th verse. It is about Jesus telling a parable about his own second coming and emphasizing the need for readiness at all times. And the Gospel reads, Jesus said to the disciples, Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. Then the foolish took their lamps. They took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. And as the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. And then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves. And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he replied, Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. This is the gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
So, have you ever gotten ready to go to a birthday party at someone's house and you're trying to get everything together? The dish you're supposed to bring, the dog fed and outside to go to the bathroom, the kid dressed in something nice-ish, not those ripped jeans they always wear, handing things to your spouse to go load into the car, and then getting out the door. You know, it usually takes a few runs back into the house because you've forgotten things. Especially today, the mask that is usually in Toria's room, either on her bed or on her desk in her room. And of course, for us, it's either hanging inside the door or it's on the table in the dining room. Then it never fails. You get to the party and you have forgotten the most important thing, the birthday present. Yep, that's happened a few times with us. That's kind of what happens today in our gospel story. The foolish bridesmaids forget the most important thing. What is it? Well, let's set the stage for this story today. We start the story out by hearing about 10 bridesmaids taking their lamps and going to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. Professor Thomas Boomershine reminded me in his commentary that the translation of bridesmaids is fine, but it's somewhat misleading in our context today. The real meaning of the Greek word parthenos is really virgin. So these bridesmaids were approximately 13 to 15-year-old virgins who were candidates for marriage and were a big part of this wedding party today. In the traditional wedding practices of the day, the bride and her bridesmaids gather at the bride's father's house in the evening and the groom's party at his father's house. And the negotiations for the bride's endowment continue throughout the evening between the father of the bride and the groom. Now, sometime around midnight, in the blaze of light lamp, the bridegroom arrives at the bride's house with his company to pick up the bride and to take her to his home to be part of his family. With lamps lit, the bride and her bridesmaids and the groom and his friends walk in a grand procession to the groom's home for the wedding ceremony and banquet. And of course, everybody would have caught some sleep in the afternoon and the evening of the wedding, so they could be awake late into the early morning hours for the celebration. Weddings were a great way to celebrate in the year in all the villages. Now, to make a mistake or miss a wedding was a major loss. It is also probable that the stores in the villages would stay open to sell items to guests who would come for the weddings as well. So in Jesus' story, the bridesmaids were all dressed up and trying to manage their major responsibility in the ceremony of providing a lighted path for the bride in the procession to the groom's house. Trimming the lamps involved cutting the wick so that the lamp would provide the greatest light and not be blown out by any wind, and having enough oil to keep the light going. The parable describes the difference between the smart, wise girls and the silly, foolish ones. This text says, when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. This parable creates this degree of sympathy for the foolish girls. There is certainly no tone of judgment by the other bridesmaids, other than naming them as foolish or maybe silly is also a good translation. There is certainly a pleading tone in them asking their wiser friends, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. I'm sure that many of us can sympathize with their failure to plan ahead. That's the most important thing that they forgot to do. That they forgot to plan ahead, have all their supplies and their oil, especially in the midst of their frantic preparations for the wedding. We've all been there, just like, you know, the present that I've left on the counter and maybe left at the door. I even planned ahead and I still forgot. This parable makes the kingdom present right here and right now, that God has planned ahead, called us into this relationship together, and reminds us that we are all called to be prepared, to be mindful to what is happening right around us, around us in God's kingdom. And to us to use our wisdom as we decide how to handle all kinds of challenges in our lives in God's kingdom. And today's challenge from the bridegroom, from Jesus, makes us a little uncomfortable as well, hearing this. Hearing the bridegroom say to the foolish and silly bridesmaids, truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. The problem then and now was and is that people didn't believe in the nearness of God's kingdom on earth. After all, the power of evil and brokenness and foolishness was and still is very present. If you look out of your very own window this morning, is there a world filled with peace and justice right now? Well, not yet. It's a world still struggling with judgment and with brokenness and being polarized and in need of deep healing. Retired professor Dr. Dirk Lang wrote, "What is striking in this parable is the reminder that judgment is confined to one character in this story, the bridegroom. Judgment is reserved to the only one who can judge. Even the wise young women do not judge the foolish ones. They merely refuse to share their oil and send the foolish ones to the women who are in the shopkeepers, those foolish women to the shopkeepers. They point them in the right direction. This is what Jesus was trying to get across, especially in Matthew's gospel. It is that judgment was reserved for the Lord and the Lord alone, not us. Therefore, can we come together and stand together with our lamps burning bright in our faith for Jesus and maybe agree to disagree to some extent where we are in polar opposites in our political and sometimes in our lives and strive to make a difference for today and for tomorrow, for our families, for our children, for our grandchildren, our friends, our communities, our church, all our neighbors and our country. And to do this as followers of Jesus, it reminds us that we have to be prepared and ready in our faith on a daily basis to recognize that God's kingdom is right here and right now, and to be prepared and ready to strive for justice and peace, even in the midst of some tough and challenging times right now. And as we are ready with our flasks of oil to lead the way with our lamps and journey with the bridegroom and with Jesus, may we do so to build new relationships that we've never thought we would experience. And yet in doing that, we know that we are able to break down years of prejudices when we just sit down with one another and share our stories and be prepared to really listen. You know what? Preparing ourselves to reach out into God's kingdom, into our world, out to people we don't even know, it's not easy. And we've seen that in our journeys in life. We will meet foolish and wise people along the way. And we even experience the bridesmaids that they were even able to fall asleep as they waited in our story today for the opportunity to meet the bridegroom. So often Jesus's teachings emphasize the need to stay awake so that we do not miss the opportunity to be part of God's kingdom when it comes again. And yet here they are able to sleep and still attend the party. The difference was, for those who did not have enough oil, who were not prepared, they missed the opportunity to share the message. To share the message and to be the light for Jesus. So yes, there is a sense that we are called to stay alert and be prepared because we cannot know when we will have the next opportunity to share our light. To share part of God's kingdom and the story of Jesus with someone. You know, so we need to always stay alert, looking for the signs of God's activity on earth, looking for the places where God's blessings are happening in our communities and our families, our church, our neighborhood, and wherever we are, to have our eyes open and ready to and waiting to see opportunities come to light. Plus, we need to realize that our wait will be for the long haul. As Bishop Paul said in his Thursday message to the Greater Milwaukee Synod, even when we fear that our world is crumbling and the systems and the structures that we have come to rely on are falling apart, we are not alone. God is in the midst of chaos, not to provide for us a hiding place where we can just wait for things to get back to normal, but as a source of strength and calm, helping us see the path that we are called to walk and giving us the courage we need to walk this road together. It may take time, and we may have to pack a backpack with spiritual supplies to fight the good fight against systematic injustice, racism, and violence, and hatred and division in our world. And while we wait, while we light our lamps and have our extra oil, may we continue to look for and stay alert for clues to the presence of God in our midst. Knowing that we are blessed with a forgiving God, a loving God, and a God who nudges us towards bringing healing peace and reconciliation in our world and for God's creation in all of God's people. Amen.